Joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, Mr. Robert Stanlick of Rocky Mountain Wealth Partners. How you doing, Robert?
Well, I wish somebody would give the year 2020 a Snickers bar and change it back into what it's supposed to be.
Oh, man, you could not have said that more brilliantly. Wow. You're right. 2020 needs a Snickers bar. Good weekend, Robert?
Yeah, it really was. Got to do a little digging into some of the financial stuff and read up some articles. And, you know, this whole financial situation with the COVID really all boils down to debt. Corporate debt that was on the books, especially with the energy and the airlines. And now we've got debt galore with the U.S. government adding $4 trillion of debt onto the books just this year alone.
Now, that government debt comes from where?
It was a stimulus package that was passed, which includes everything from the PPP plan to direct infusions of cash, a fund for the Treasury to go where it needs to be. A lot of it is kind of a copy of what we did with AIG back in 2008. We loan money to the banks, to the airlines and the energy companies, and we get warrants in their place. So if we do get a recovery, the government stands a pretty good chance of making some money off of having an ownership position in all these industries.
So in our visit last week, we talked about, this is part two in our kind of 2020 what's next. We talked a little bit about homes last week and cars and the effects of COVID is having on those two industry sectors. Now we're on to debt, inflation, and investing.
Well, one of the real big problems with the debt is if S&P and these companies start downgrading, it's going to force mutual funds to sell. If they sell, that's going to cause some liquidity problems, which then leads right into inflation. Too much money out in the system, which, again, this $4 trillion that has flown out there chasing too few goods can cause inflation to really spike up. And that's if we're lucky. If we're not lucky, we could end up with stagflation. Where you've got all this money out there, but nobody wants to buy anything, and there's no growth in the economy.
Right. Okay. So, I mean, this drills all the way down into states with municipality debt. And you note that there's even some talk about letting states file bankruptcy. This sounds like a perfect storm forming here for a real problem.
It could. I think that this Treasury and this Fed is trying everything they can to get a proper balance of getting stimulus out without causing massive inflation, allowing to refinance at lower rates, trying to allow the system to absorb this and move on. But a couple of hiccups and states not being able to meet, you know, retiree benefits or payrolls or that type of stuff could really cause a spring into some ugly situations.
And, you know, when we talked about homes last week, we talked about something odd that could happen. We've discovered we can work from home. We can do it successfully. That happens enough out in places like Silicon Valley. We could see an influx of California folks and moving because they can go anywhere they want. And that will put more pressure on the housing market to produce more homes, which we can't do. And so that could drive home values up. On the flip side, car deals are not as spectacular as we were hoping they would be because the market for cars only decreased by about 12% across the board. And, you know, now there's companies like, it's Hertz that's...
Hertz, yeah, filed for bankruptcy.
Yeah, but, you know, those cars may not be a super good deal even if they flood the market because they are used as collateral, you said, against the debt of those companies. So now we have debt itself, investing in inflation, all integrated. This is all around COVID-19. So what's the big tip, trick, and takeaway from today's part two of the 2020 What's Next look at the economy?
I think the big thing is to be flexible. The traditional methods of diversifying where you just add bonds to your portfolio is not going to work this time around if rates move higher and we get that inflation. So we have to be proactive in where we're looking. I really think the standard 60-40 portfolio may really be troublesome for people if they're not careful with what we see coming down the road.
And that's it. Patience and caution are virtues, and especially when it comes to your money investing and everything that's having an effect on both of those things right now. Robert Stanlick, managing partner of Rocky Mountain Wealth Partners and one of the founders, right? Thank you for spending some time with us, sharing that knowledge with our listeners. Let's keep in touch. I think there's more to be done here.
Yeah, let's go grab some Snickers and pass them out.
Robert, enjoy the day. Thank you, man.
Thanks.
The topics discussed in this radio show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific investment advice or recommendations. The information does not represent, warrant, or imply that services, strategies, or methods of analysis offered can or will predict future results, identify market tops or bottoms, or insulate investors from losses. Opinions, estimates, forecasts, and statements of financial market trends are based on current market conditions and are subject to change without notice. Individuals should always consult their own financial or tax advisor regarding their specific financial situation before acting on any information provided. Neither Robert Stanlick nor Genios Wealth Management provide tax or legal services, security, and investment advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.